Some we actually kind of do.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot. Most
if
of
it's not specifically Halloween, but just kind of macabre.
Well,
there are there are a few things like that that we keep out year round.
I want to say really quickly, thank you to Big Fatty for wishing us a happy wedding anniversary tomorrow. That was very sweet of you to remember. And thank you very much. It is our fourth wedding anniversary tomorrow. And I only bring that up because
this segue is giving me a whiplash.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I want to say really quickly, Big Fatty, I only bring that up because, well, remember, downtown.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4017 of the BFO for Wednesday the 28th of June, 2023, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. A new show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day. Got some voice letters and some breaking news. Big Fatty!
Well, good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Fat One.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning!
Good morning, Captain. Let's come on out and play. Wake up the sunshine and share this rainy day.
Hello, Hump Day is Big Fatty. Y'all, it's Hump Day. And y'all wishing us a good morning today. Y'all, that was Taste Like Burning Tim. Yes, Big Fatty. And then that was my Northeast Straight Jenny. In the middle, and then there at the very end, it was the crew from up there in the Burrage, Drum Major Kev, Brian, and Danbury Jr., Big Fatty.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, I see y'all today. Today, the 28th of June. Y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, you heard, you already know who it is. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, never have met them in person, but you know that's going to happen one of these days. One of these days, yes, me, Patty, y'all, I am talking about the host of the Taste Like Burning and the 10-Minute Timma. Oh, yes, me, Patty. Sometimes make, you know, kind of like a Bob Hope walk-on guest appearance over there on the Stinkpot Show. Yes, me, Patty. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Tim and James, James and Tim. Big Patty. We love Tim and James, James and Tim. It's true. And send them cooling thoughts for their anniversary, and they're down there in the Tejas, and y'all, it's hot. It's hot. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, if you see Tim and James or James and Tim on the 20 or the Metaspace, wish them happy anniversarium.
Happy anniversary!
All right, knock it off! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, as we come on the air this afternoon, y'all, it has just been announced that the person that is going to replace that Pat Sajak at the end of season 41 of the little show, it's going to be that Ryan Seacrest. Big Fatty, he's very busy. Well, you know, he does that American's Idol, and he does that props up Dick Clark every New Year's Eve, and who knows what else he does. And y'all, I don't know that he's going to have to give up those other gigs or whatever, but I think I heard somewhere that the wheel only records 40 days a year or something like that, which doesn't sound like a whole lot of shows, Big Fanny. Well, that's 200 shows, so maybe it is about right. You can say goodbye to old Pat Sajak, you know, and welcome. It's just like when Chuck Woolery left, and they welcomed in that Pat Sajak, and then Pat Sajak left on the daytime, and they welcomed in that Bob Gowen, and then they welcome. It just gets messy is what it is. Yes, Big Fatty. Happy music. Well, you know, it's hump day, and you know, as the weather rat says, if you stand on your tippy toes, you can see the weekend. So, y'all, he really does say that every Wednesday. Let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, the Nip stopped by, and we called up about his medical maladies of the day, and anyway, he got referred to several other doctors about the disease du jour, anyway, after he left, I had to put the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell. Y'all, I had to put it on pause, so once the Nip left, I finished watching that. Watched the Jeopardy, and y'all, the current champion, she's a librarian, and y'all, she looks like a librarian. I mean, she's a young librarian. I'm sure as she ages, she'll get a chain for her glasses, and she'll have a sweater over her shoulders that has a little chain to hold it in place. But y'all, she's got the glasses, and they're, you know, you can just envision them. Big Fatty, they can't see that you've moved your glasses down onto the tip of your nose, the bridge of your nose. Well, anyway, but y'all, they're not winning lots of money nowadays, which is probably, the Sony Pictures Studios. They're the ones that announced the Ryan Seacrest, by the way. They're probably happy that they're not winning lots of money. But anyway, y'all, after that, I watched the Antiques Roadshow. Y'all, it was a repeat, but I enjoyed it nonetheless. And the guy at the end, he was an old soldier, and his sergeant had told him before he came home from Germany, he should buy a Rolex watch. And y'all, he bought it, and he saved the box and the receipt and all the paperwork and the little tags and everything. And y'all, it was some kind of special Rolex watch. And y'all, it was worth like $175,000 now. Big Fatty. And it cost him $120,000. But anyway, I slept like a baby. Woke up. When did I wake up this morning? Woke up about 6:45. So I didn't have much time to lollygag around in the love chamber. So I got up. Had my coffee, read the newspaper, did my puzzles, and had my broth, because y'all had just had an English muffin this morning, and then I was off Let me back up. Y'all, I had a message from my muscly gentleman caller. Hey, Big Fatty, we're just going to have to get together real soon. I said, well, I'm free whenever you are. And he wrote back and said, well, what about today? I said, well, I'm busy from like noon until about 6 p.m. And he says, okay, well, I'll see if I can work around that. I said, thank you for calling. And so, y'all, I went out, started my nipple walk, did about half of the roads here in Fat Acres and the Nip. Y'all, and I left early because, y'all, it's hot. It's just hot. I mean, it was 84 degrees, which doesn't sound hot, but, y'all, the humidity, it is, y'all, you might as well step out of the shower and walk outside because you're going to be that wet when you come back in. And so anyway, the Nip joined me about halfway through, and y'all, I took my mid nipple walk break, and he did another inner loop, and then we went up and did the big circle and came back. And y'all, it did work out for my muscly gentleman caller on Tuesday morning, but y'all, since he didn't materialize. Y'all, I hopped in the chair, put on my clothes, and y'all, I went and got my hairs cut. And y'all, they have started doing the razor shaving on the head now. And y'all, it is lovely. Just lovely. And so, y'all, I had that done. And y'all, then I had an eye doctor appointment. Nothing wrong. It was just time for my annual exam. Yes, Big Fatty. And my vision has not changed. Very, very slightly in one eye. And and y'all, this was a new optometrist I had. A good friend of mine was the optometrist I always went to, but he's cut back. He's just cut back. And so, but y'all, she was very nice. And there were no problems. So after I got my hairs cut and eyes checked. Oh, y'all, I also forgot, recoded the LFC with old Vader. That was another reason that I had to put the news on hold. No, I don't guess so. Well, maybe a little bit. But anyway, but y'all came back here to the villa. And y'all, I am just sitting here waiting to head over to have supper with Olive and the girls. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. No, Big Fatty, you've got something else. Oh, that's right. Y'all, how silly of me to forget this. Y'all, you know, I've had the Bitcoin issues, and the JAW has attempted to assist me with this, and Veda has assisted by saying I'm not assisting you, and so anyway, the JAW helped me, and we were kind of having to wait to see if my credit union was going to approve the withdrawal of the $40 or whatever it was to go into the Bitcoin account. And y'all, Monday night, it showed up. Tuesday morning, it showed up that it had processed. And I went over and looked at the Bitcoin thing, and it showed that the cash money had shown up. And so, y'all, I'm going to be able to watch my premium Atlanta Braves. Yes, Big Fatty. And now that pretty much has been your day. Yep.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, it's the Laughing Buddha. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you hear that?
I'm calling with my Kohl's charger plate savings for this phone call. So I got a 30% off coupon for Kohl's, so I brought out my charger plate and I bought some stuff. So I spent $34.97, but I saved $45.02, and I earned $2.62 on this purchase for my Kohl's rewards. So there you have it. Thank you for calling.
Big Fat.
How do you hang this thing up?
Oh, you just hang it up. Just push the button, hang it up. Big Fatty, it sounds like he's going through the puberty with his voice going up an octave or so there. Well, you know, what can I say? Well, y'all, that, of course, was the Laughing Buddha. You know, he does that Scooter Diaries little show and goes on the Nipper Talks and... first of all, Laughing Buddha, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And this was an excellent coupon. You know, when the 30% comes up, just a little inside tip here. if you get a 30% off and it expires on a Sunday, wait until Saturday or Sunday. To buy your merchandise, because sometimes they will elevate it to a 40% off if you wait to the last day. So, y'all, it's just an insider tip. Big Fatty, just the tip. And also, if you ever earn the Kohl's cash and it spans the beginning of a month. If you've got some of that rewards cash, wait until after the first of the month, and you can use that rewards cash and the Kohl's cash at the same time. Yes, Big Fatty, spoken like a true cheap ass. Well, that's what I'm doing this time. Yes, Big Fatty, every time. And my Kohl's cash is good through Independence Day. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, right. Remember to put Depends on your shopping list for the Von's East. But anyway, I'm going to kind of scope it out. Kind of scope it out for my, because you know I got the $10 Kohl's cash, and I'll have a $5 rewards Kohl's cash thing too. So anyway, Laughing Buddha, congratulations on your Kohl's cash. And y'all, by the way, if any of you get the Kohl's cash and you're like, Big Fatty, we got no use for it, y'all just send it to me. I'll be happy to, yes, Big Fatty, be happy to be a cheap ass and take their money. Well, oh dear Gussie. Well, yeah. Y'all, just one quick little thing. Y'all, you remember Brendan? He was our lurker earlier this year, and he sent me an e-letter, and it says, Ben Brady, loved the Nip Report. I think that was about his sphincter throat. Almost sent the Cheerios flying from my scrotal throat. All the best from the Ankh. Brendan, thank you so much for that. Anyway, y'all, the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the anniversarium, boys. And Tim, the years sure do go by. Anything you want to tell Big Fatty?
I want to say really quickly, Big Fatty, I only bring that up because, well, remember.
Downtown. Oh, Big Fatty, it's just... That you're just shady pines, two rocking chairs for gifts.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.